John's Gospel, chapter 19, if you have your Bibles. I'm going to take for a text, beginning at verse 16, and we'll read down to verse 30. John chapter 19, beginning at verse 16, it says, "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title was then read many of the Jews. For the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar. They filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Our Lord's death on the cross, the greatest event in all of human history. And I love John's account here. We'll take our text beginning at verse 25 and going down to verse 27 there. This being Mother's Day. As Jesus was being crucified for the sins of his people, the Gospel of John records a few people who were there. These were ones who were important to our Lord. Obviously, there were many who were important to the Lord. That's why he died on the cross. You and I, being among those, the reason why he died on the cross. It's interesting that there are some listed by name. Some women named here. John was inspired to write by the Holy Spirit. He listed these women. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. That's kind of a given. You would expect that. What mother would not be there at this horrible time? If you put yourself in Mary's shoes or sandals or whatever it were, and you think about Jesus, the Savior of the world, but think about Jesus being her son. And knowing a mother's love for her son, regardless of who he was, and know how she must have felt at that hour, the anguish, concern, the emotion. She was there. She was there. Yes, he was the Redeemer of the world, of his people. Yes, he was the Creator of the world. But at the same time, that was her son. His mother's sister was there. You know, it's kind of interesting. It says there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas. Probably not her blood sister, probably her sister-in-law. Because it's not normal in a family that there be two sisters with the same first name. But we have those listed here. And Mary Magdalene, or Mary of Magdala, as the scripture lists here in Mary Magdalene or Mary of Magdala, as we read other places and consider. But the one who Jesus had cast devils out of. This trio of Marys, be there. The name Mary means bitterness. They must have felt something, all of them, being there. There was another woman there in Matthew 27. Matthew 27 and verse 56. It says, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, the mother of Zebedee's children. John's mother was there as well. John himself was there. That disciple which Jesus loved. It's fitting that these women would show up there at that time. We think of their emotion and we consider their bravery. Remember, by this point, many of the disciples had scattered. But all the attention at that point was where our attention should be. You see, the attention wasn't so much on the crowd that day. The attention was on the Lord, the one who was on the cross. And that's where our attention should be as we examine this text. Because Jesus, our Savior, who has died for the sins of His people, He it is that gets our attention. And there are many details, much sermons that can be preached from all the different things that are told in the Gospels. But this morning I want us to consider the love of Jesus for His mother. What a great love. What a great example He gives us for this. You see, there are some people, even today, who say that we ought not to have Mother's Day. I've heard preachers say that. They say we ought not to have Father's Day. My Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father. Their argument is that it robs the Lord's Day, but I don't think so. I don't think so. Not if it's done properly. Not if it's done properly. We find here that Jesus was there on the cross. And all the pain and the anguish that He was going through for the sins of the elect of God. And all the things that He was, that must have been on His mind. His friends have forsaken Him. His disciples have deserted Him. His nation has despised Him. And as God, He needs absolutely nothing. Understand that. He needs nothing. And so, okay. His friends have deserted Him. His disciples have forsaken Him. All those things. But His mother. His mother stands by Him. And He takes notice of that. As near His death as what she was at His birth. And in this we see Christ as He humbles Himself. Again, He did not need her. He was quite well off without her. He would have been quite well off without the disciples. He was quite well off without His friends. But she was there. And He humbles Himself. Became obedient to the cross. Became obedient to death. Even the death on the cross. And before He laid down His life for His own people, for the sins of His own people, including, by the way, his own mother, right? He died for the sins of his own mother. You think about Christ died for a wretch like me. He died for a wretch like his mother. Okay? Let's put this all in perspective. He knew the blackness of the sins that I had. He knew the blackness of the sins that his mother had. And yet, he loved her. He loves me. And he stops. And this is beautiful. Verse 26 says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother, he saw that group of women. And there were many, there was a group of women there, but he knew out of all those women, that's my mom. That's my mom. You see, he humbled himself to that point that he knew, even as an adult, grown adult human being, even as Christ, the King on the cross, the Redeemer, understand something. Don't ever think that Jesus, being born into this world, he just simply used Mary as a vehicle to get into this world. It was more than that. This was relationship. This was relationship. He had a special bond with that woman that nobody else had. He didn't have a bond like that with the other Marys, you see. And even in the time of the horribleness of the cross, he looked. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciples standing by whom he loved. Oh, how that must have thrilled him to know that his mother was there in John 2. He took time. He took time. He had come here to die. But even in that time, he took the time to honor his mother. He took time to honor his mother. And out of all of the Sundays that we have, all of the Lord's days that we have in a year, it's not a crime to honor your mother on one of them in a special way. We ought to honor our parents every day of the year. But it's not a crime. I believe this passage shows us we're not doing anything bad or wrong to honor our parents on the Lord's Day. He says there, when Jesus therefore, verse 26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Woman, behold thy son. Some things were changing. He was not being harsh or disrespectful. But rather, he was, well, if you go with me to Matthew chapter 22, Matthew chapter 22, verse 30, he had said this. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. I believe he was making sure that his mother was going to be taken care of. The time had come for him to move on. And she needed to move on as well. He needed to make sure that she was taken care of. She needed to be taken care of. You know, if I looked at my mom and said, woman, anything, it sounds disrespectful. In fact, I probably would have got my teeth knocked out of me. But this wasn't disrespectful. This was him making sure that Mary, his mother, was being taken care of. You see, he had come for a purpose. And Jesus wasn't very old, humanly speaking, at this time. You know, I'm 41 years old. He was younger than me at this point. He realized that Mary had some needs and needed to be taken care of, and he wasn't going to be able to do it. Humanly speaking, as God, yes, he could take care of her needs. But there are some human relationships, and John was the man, you see. In Matthew chapter 26, Matthew 26 and verse 56. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Scripture tells us that at this point where we are in the book of John, that all the disciples had forsook him and fled. What it seems like has happened is that John had come back. Whatever fear had been in him or whatever, he had come back and he was there. When Jesus had initially been arrested, they'd all scattered and all that. But John, the one that spoken of as the disciple that Jesus loved, oh, he was there. And so, when Jesus saw his mother in John 19, verses 26 and 27, John was close by. Then verse 26, he says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to his disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. I can't help but think that perhaps John had come back and he was there. and was helping to console and to encourage and to help Mary out to get through this horrible time. I've never seen a crucifixion, but I've read enough about them to know that one of the worst ways to die, the beatings and the horrible treatment of Jesus. Jesus, as he saw John there, says, "John, behold thy mother." John was the one who was there to not allow Mary to be alone. He held her hand. He perhaps let her head rest on his chest like he had rested his head on Jesus. From that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. And in this act, forever we have this example for us all to honor our mother, not just when we're young, but when we're grown. Not just when we're not busy, when things are going good, when we're not stressed. I mean, good grief. Can you imagine? Whatever we've got in our life that's so stressful is being sons and daughters of parents. Oh, not right now, Mom. I'm too stressed. Jesus was on the cross, and he had time to honor his mother. Not too preoccupied. Not too preoccupied to make sure that she was taken care of. But in this, we also find the great example, too, that the best way we can honor our mother, the best honor that a mother can have, is at the cross. The best honor we get, that we find, is where the Lord is glorified. One of the best things in life is not so much the Hallmark cards and all that, but what great joy it is that our children are following the truth and serving the Lord. to be gathered together around the Lord. You see, in John chapter 15, John 15, verses 12 and 13. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you." Jesus showed great love that day. Not only through this, by making sure his mother was taken care of, but by dying on the cross for his people. And we thank the Lord for his death on the cross. And you know this detail of him making sure that Mary was taken care of? That could have been left out, but it wasn't. And I'm thankful today that the Holy Spirit saw fit to include that in the story. Later in the revealed Word of God in 3 John, verse 4, well, verses 3 and 4, he says, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth." Oh, it is the prayer and the desire of many a godly mother that their children walk in the truth. Let us follow after the Lord. And the examples that our Lord has set forth, but also to follow Him as He is the Savior of His people. May God add the blessing to His Word and thank God for mothers. We'll close out the service, but before we end today, we have Leah and Isaiah come up here, and we've got some roses. I'm going to have them distribute them to the mothers who are here. Now, Jill is the one who wanted to make sure this was done. She mentioned it, and she had spoken. Probably the easiest way is to just take it out there and just tag team back and forth. Yeah, one of you with that, one. Yeah. Okay. Just hand them out to the ladies. Here. Yeah. But Jill couldn't come, and so I picked up the roses, and then they're going to try to get things together there, I guess. Hand them. We, the church here, definitely appreciates all of the mothers and all the ladies.